your pricing has to set expectations for your consumer. So they don't think they can just go out here and get a coach for $200. Y'all have to stop giving people 12 sessions for $7. Like, y'all messing up the whole marketplace. That ain't how this work. If you giving away your time, you taking time away from your family, you taking time away from your personal life to coach somebody, that's going to cost something. It should cost something. So you have to make sure that you're setting expectations that this is not a $2 offer. Stop being so scared to set your prices that you're driving down value in the marketplace overall. Just because someone can live with a disease doesn't mean they should. The overwhelming majority of prescriptions written today are written to treat lifestyle disease. Lifestyle disease is defined as conditions which can be attributed to the way in which a person lives. This includes things like physical activity, drinking, smoking, stress, the quality of our social connections, sleep, purposeful and professional alignment, and of course, our diet. But what if there was an alternative? What if before putting pen to pad, we had a comprehensive solution in lieu of pills and procedures? You are listening to the Plant Protocol Podcast for current and aspiring health professionals who are done with simply managing chronic lifestyle challenges and are interested in taking a whole food, plant-based approach to combating them. I'm your host, Lisa A. Smith. It's time to come get this health. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. It's Monday, so I am here bringing you plant-based coaching business, dropping gems about how to successfully start, scale, run a successful health coaching business. And today is all about money because we own money all week this week. So every month, for those of you who don't know, I teach a complimentary plant-based business coaching masterclass. But today I want to briefly share with you the three main responsibilities that the price of your offer has. But I want to make sure that we have a significant and robust conversation about money, about pricing our offer as health coaches, about understanding the value of taking the time to appropriately price our offer as health coaches. But today, really briefly, I want to share with you the price of your coaching offer has three main responsibilities. Because here's the thing. I don't know if you guys are like me. When I first started my health coaching business, y'all, pricing was so arbitrary. I'm like, this number sounds good. Is that anybody else? I'm just random. Like, this number sounds like it could work. Let's just see what happens with this random number. I'll price my program at this. You know, I'll price my offer at this. And it was kind of arbitrary. I didn't really have a framework. I didn't have any method to the madness. But for those of you who are maybe just getting started as health coaches, or maybe you've been in business for a while, but you're not confident in your pricing, then this is for you. Because I want to make sure that you guys have a fundamental understanding of the role that your price should be playing. See, here's what we need to understand about pricing our offer as coaches, okay? It's about way more than money, all right? Your price has some heavy lifting to do. And it's not just about what your prospect, your client is going to give you in exchange for the service, right? The price is about way more than the transaction. So let me share with you guys the three things that your price is supposed to do when it comes to pricing your coaching offer. Y'all ready? Let's get into it. Cue transition music. All right. All right. So number one, the number one thing that your price does when you are a coach is responsible for articulating value. Okay, it's responsible for articulating value. So what does that mean? When you put your consumer hat on, where most of us, all of us have been consumers longer than we've been producers, right? And so I want you to think about how you shop. I want you to think about how you buy things. And I want you to think about your perception of things based on their price. Our price articulates value because consumer perception is the higher the price, we assume what? The higher the quality, the higher the value. And so when you are not appropriately priced to match the value that you're adding and that you're giving, it can drive down the perception of your service. So one of the main responsibilities of the price of your program, the price of your offer, is to articulate to the consumer the value of what you're selling. And if you are in a health coaching business, and particularly a plant-based health coaching business, and you are specializing, you're solving a sophisticated problem, and you're really helping people really do like some really deep level work on their health, your price should reflect that value. Okay. When you are underpriced, when you undercharge, because maybe you have a lack mindset or you're operating out of fear, then it inadvertently, unintentionally gives the perception that what you're selling isn't really that valuable, right? And we don't want to do that, right? And so what's important to note is what is the value of what you're selling, and your pricing should be a percentage of the value of what you're adding to the marketplace. So if what you're selling, let's say, is worth $10,000, your pricing should be a percentage of what they can expect to get. If they're going to get $10,000 worth of value, your pricing should be a percentage of that, which means if I'm giving you $10,000 worth of value, my pricing probably ain't going to be $197. My pricing probably not going to be $499, right? If I'm giving you $10,000 worth of value, my pricing is going to reflect that. I'm not going to charge $5,000, or maybe I will, depending on what it is, but I'm also not going to extremely undervalue myself by underpricing. And so your pricing is responsible for articulating the value of what you're selling, because we should be taking home a percentage of the value that we're giving the consumer. But a lot of times when we are not refined as CEOs, is a nice way of saying, I'm working on being more nice to y'all, okay? But a lot of times when we're not refined CEOs and we haven't refined, you know, wearing our CEO hat and running an effective and efficient business, we just price our stuff typically out of fear. It's what I've seen with my coaches inside the Plant Protocol. Like when it's time to price their offer and price their service, a lot of times we just try and pull a random number out the air that we believe people will pay without taking into consideration the true value of what we're selling, right? So before you can properly or appropriately price your offer, you have to have done the market research to truly understand the value of what you're selling in the first place, especially as a health coach, right? If you're helping somebody really solve a problem that they haven't been able to do on their own, that they've had for a very long time, that's really sophisticated and the solution, then that should be priced appropriately. That's probably not a $97 solution. That's probably not a $297 solution, right? And so as a responsible CEO, part of your job is to make sure that you are effectively and efficiently pricing the products and services that your company sells. And you do that by starting by doing the research of the value of what you're selling. And then also making sure you put your consumer hat on. Think about how you shop. If you're in the store, if you're buying a car, if you're buying a bag, whatever you're buying, typically higher price usually equates to what? Higher quality. Now, here's a side note before I move to number two. If you know what you're selling should be higher because you're selling, you like, now that I think about it, Lisa, the value of what I'm selling is pretty high, but you don't really believe in the quality of what you're selling, that's an invitation to go back and refine the offer. Meaning you have to make sure that if you know the solution that you're selling is a pretty sophisticated solution and that you should be priced higher, but you still have some apprehension about raising that price, it's probably because you, as the creator of the service and the product, do not fully believe in what you're selling. Does that make sense? Meaning you haven't done the hard work of creating a high quality service. So if you just threw some mess together and you're like, this could solve somebody's problem with hypertension, this could help somebody with weight loss. I mean, this could help somebody with their mindset and their limiting beliefs and their depression and their anxiety and their low self-esteem. But you know, you haven't done the deep level work to create a really, really high quality service. That's what you need to do. So you don't need to drop the price. You need to raise the quality. Does that make sense? Because your price is responsible for articulating the value of what you're selling. Your price is about way more than money. Your price is about way more than a transaction. Your price is responsible for articulating value. And we all do it. Like if we're shopping at a department store, we're buying shoes, we're ordering stuff online, we have a tendency to believe that's higher priced, which means that's higher quality. And you know whether or not your stuff is high quality, all right? And so make sure that you understand if I'm underpriced, it's going to give the perception to my consumer that what I'm selling is low quality. Okay. So if you want to increase that price, you increase that quality. And if you already have the high quality, but you're apprehension about raising, you have apprehension about raising your price, that's an invitation to do personal development work on your own money mindset. Yay. Okay, so that's number one. The very first job of your price is to articulate value to your consumer. All right, number two, remember, we on price all week. We on money all week this week. We on money all week. Okay, so number two, the second main responsibility of the price of your service, of your offer, is to set expectations. So your pricing should be setting expectations for your consumer. So listen, as a health coach, for example, all of my health coaching offers historically, except for a small little moment in time, I'll explain that, but all of my health coaching offers are live health coaching offers, which means when somebody works with me, they are getting me directly live at every session, right? So whether they enroll in Farm to Table, my plant-based group coaching program, or if they enroll in the Plant Protocol, my plant-based business coaching program, if they enroll in my Mastermind Clarity, all of my coaching offers at my company come with live instruction, live coaching with a human in real time. So what that means is my pricing should not be the same as a self-guided course with no human attached to it. But sometimes we put our pricing down to be competitive with something that doesn't even align, that's not even the same category as what we're selling. Like my price is not going to be the same as some self-guided course when they're getting a live group coaching program or a live one-on-one coaching experience, right? And so your pricing responsibility is to set expectations. We have to teach our consumers and our prospects how to value what we sell. We have to teach our prospects and the consumer that what they're getting should be in a ballpark of this. But if we're constantly underpricing and undervaluing ourselves because we have a lack mindset, because we have limiting beliefs around money, no one is going to see the value. Like, why would I pay you this amount and then I can get the same thing over here for this exact same amount? So you have to teach your consumer the cost of what you're selling, right? People should know over here to get me one, like I'm the main squeeze, like I'm the main attraction of my company, right? Like I have created all the curriculum. I have all the content online. You probably done seen me on somebody's stage. You probably been listening to my podcast. You probably been following me for a while. And so if you're going to get me to yourself one-on-one, that's going to cost thousands, not hundreds of dollars. Because I've already created stuff for you to get me without me. You can go listen to my podcast. You can go come to my live every Monday and listen to all of my replays. You can be on my email list and get my emails every week, right? But if you're going to get me, if you're going to get the privilege of getting my time and me addressing your unique concerns and answering your private questions, that's going to be priced differently. And so I have to make sure that I'm setting your expectations. Like to work with me, right? And to get the result that I've been able to get for hundreds of people before you, it's going to cost you a certain amount. Your pricing should set your consumers' expectations of what the value of what you're selling. In addition to that, if you're selling a specialized offer, the price should reflect that. It should set their expectations, meaning I'm selling a solution that's designed for one person with a particular problem. If you're selling a solution that's designed for one type of person with one particular problem, your pricing should reflect that. It should set your consumers' expectations that this is not a general or generic offer. The reason I'm priced higher in the marketplace is because I'm solving a specific problem for a specific person. So I'm gonna give you an example with the Plant Protocol, right? The Plant Protocol is my plant-based coaching certification. My plant-based coaching certification is designed for plant-based vegans who have had a significant transformation as a result of being a plant-based vegan. So I have created a business coaching program for a very specific person. And now, as a result of that transformation, they are ready to package their experience into a health coaching offer. They want to package their experience into a curriculum to help other people who are in similar situations that they were in, right? That is a very specific solution. So I don't have just a generic business coaching program. I don't have just a generic health coaching business program. I have a specialized plant-based health coaching business program for a special person, not just anybody who's interested in plant-based, whether they live it or not. But I only let plant-based vegans into the program who have had a transformation. My offer is extremely specialized. It's not a general offer. It's not a generic offer. And so it's setting an expectation that part of the reason we're priced the way we're priced is because we're solving a very specific problem for a very specific person. To be honest, my curriculum inside of the Plant Protocol could honestly help anybody who wants to have a coaching business. But I specifically included certain nuances for plant-based vegans who want a plant-based health coaching business. As a result of it being specialized and drilled down like that, we are priced appropriately. Because I was a plant-based health coach who built a successful plant-based health coaching business, and I have packaged that experience into a curriculum for you to follow, for you to do the same, right? And so your pricing should set expectations that, hey, this is a specialized offer. And hey, you're getting me one-on-one, or you're getting me in a private group setting, and that's going to cost you more as well. And the consumer needs to understand while they're out here in the marketplace, this is what this should cost you. And I know that from like being in masterminds myself and being in other group coaching programs myself, I'm like, oh yeah, this was definitely worth thousands of dollars because I was able to interact and get coached by the creator of the curriculum, the founder of the program, right? And it was way different and way better than some type of self-guided course that I had to figure out on my own that I was expected to finish on my own without any type of support or accountability, right? And so your pricing has to set expectations for your consumer. So they don't think they can just go out here and get a coach for $200. Y'all have to stop giving people 12 sessions for $7. Like, y'all messing up the whole marketplace. That ain't how this works. If you giving away your time, you taking time away from your family, you taking time away from your personal life to coach somebody, that's going to cost something. It should cost something. So you have to make sure that you're setting expectations that this is not a $2 offer. Stop being so scared to set your prices that you're driving down value in the marketplace overall. Okay. Okay. So let's get on to number three before we wrap up. Number one was your price should articulate value. Number two was your price should set expectations. Okay. Y'all stop fumbling the ball for all of us and then raise them doggone prices if you're working with people directly. They taking up your time, your energy, your intellectual property. And you're like, yeah, it's just $40 a session. What? How is a one-on-one coaching session $40? That's insane. The crackhead prices. Do people still say that? Anyway, number three, the final job of your price, of your service, and of your coaching offer is to qualify prospects. So what that means. Hey, coach, pardon the interruption, but if you're enjoying this episode, you're going to love this even more. Did you know that every month I teach a complimentary coaching business masterclass telling you all of the strategies and best practices that I've personally used to develop a successful coaching business? That's right. If you're wondering how to specialize, how to put an offer together, how to develop mastery around the nutrition and lifestyle science, if you're trying to figure out how to create curriculum, how to even coach, then you need to be in my monthly coaching business masterclass. And not only do I teach you the business strategies of what I've done to develop a successful coaching business, but I also teach you the mindset strategies. So every month I'm delving out business and mindset. I tell you what to do, and then I share with you who you need to become. If that sounds like something you need, make sure you click the link in the show notes to get registered for our next one. I'll see you there. Now back to the show. What that means is that the amount that somebody is willing to invest in themselves significantly tells us the level of commitment they have to getting the result. And so, listen, we all know that price really weeds out a lot of people. Let's be clear about that, okay? And it is very true. Like sometimes when something is priced at an almost insignificant amount, like a smaller amount, like when you, let me make it more plain. When you are undercutting yourself, like when you are undervaluing and undercharging yourself, there are some people who are just going to pay because they can afford it, but not necessarily because they're committed to doing the work or getting the result. Does that make sense? And I'm sure all y'all CEOs, all y'all coaches who are, you know, been in business, all your entrepreneurs, you have experienced this where your price was just accessible. It was so accessible that you had people pay and you either never saw them again or they halfway showed up. They didn't really finish. They didn't get the result. And that is a risk you run when you undervalue your services, right? So the third responsibility that your price has is by qualifying people. You need to be priced at an amount that's not overcharging, but hurts just enough that forces them to show up and do the work. Does that make sense? Because there are some things that take so much hard work to do that people are willing to lose their money not to do the work. Like this is a fact. This is why my plant-based coaching program, Farm to Table, I had to write, it used to be $500. I cringe to this day thinking about it, because people are willing to lose $500 to not give up cheese. Y'all get what I'm saying? Like, people are willing to lose $500 to not give up sugar, right? But if it's $3,000, they're like, let me put a halfway effort in. Let me show up to this class and see what she's talking about. Let me hear her out, because I done paid a significant amount. But when the work is hard, when the work is challenging, when the work is difficult, the pricing has to reflect that. Like, you got to qualify people through your pricing. They have to know that this investment hurts just enough that I'm not willing to lose it. I'm not willing to lose this amount. I have to show up and do this. And so your price is responsible for qualifying people. If it's too insignificant, if the amount is too insignificant, trust me when I tell you, humans are wild. They are willing to lose 100% of their investment to stay in their comfort zone. Humans are willing to lose 100% of their investment to stay in their comfort zone. So you as the CEO, you as the coach, you as the creator of the offer, you have a responsibility to set your pricing so that it properly qualifies people. And let me be clear about this. Even when you are properly priced, you will have people that are willing to lose their money to avoid getting uncomfortable. This ain't even 100% guarantee, but I saw a significant drop in quitters when my price went up. I'm just saying. Now, this is just my data, okay? I saw a significant increase in compliance when my price went up, both in Farm to Table, my plant-based coaching program, and in the Plant Protocol, my plant-based coaching certification. Depending on the solution that you're selling, you want people to have to think about it. Like, ooh, okay, let me think about it. Can we set a follow-up? You go ahead and think about it. Because I'm telling you right now, my pricing is aligned with the work ethic that I'm expecting you to show up with, prospect. Like, you better come over here with some work ethic. You're not just paying to be paying because you can afford it and you want to come in here and be nosy and look around. Like, if you about to pay this price, you about to do some work, right? And so your pricing is responsible for qualifying your people. Are you willing to invest in yourself to get the solution that you seek? And are you willing to bring the work ethic that's required to get the solution, right? And so let's review, boys and girls. Your pricing of your offer has three main responsibilities, because pricing is not just about the money, y'all. It's not just about the money. Matter of fact, your price is more for them than it is for you. What? See, what's crazy is the reason so many of us are scared of sales, the reason so many of us are scared of appropriately pricing our service is because we have the perception that it's just about us, that I'm just taking somebody money. You know, that I'm just trying to get something from somebody, right? They're going to think I'm slimy. They're going to have a bad taste in their mouth, but I'm going to look bad. You're worried about you, but your price needs to be higher. Your price needs to be at a certain place for them, not just for you, right? It's not just about the money. It's not just about the transaction, but there's a psychological component that comes along with this, right? There's a whole school of work around, you know, the psychology of sales. And this is important. Okay. So your price is not just for you. It's not just like you putting money in your pocket. You feel like, especially here's the thing with coaches, especially plant-based health coaches, you know, that's the community I work with. We are so passionate. So if you are someone, if you're a coach or aspiring coach who's really, really, really passionate about this lifestyle or whatever you're coaching somebody through, it can feel even more slimy to price appropriately because you're so passionate about it that low key, you will do it for free. Right. And so sometimes when we're super passionate and we would low key do it for free, or we have done it for free, we like, okay, I know I need to put some type of price on here just to be responsible and get a little something for my time. But we won't take the time to put the appropriate price on there because that just feels wrong. We're just like, oh, that's just too much. I need to be quote unquote affordable, whatever that means. I need to be accessible. I don't want to exclude anybody. because we have all this passion and we want to help everybody, especially in the health coaching sector, because health is supposed to be a human right. So like, there's all of this cognitive dissonance that comes with being a passionate health coach versus a responsible CEO, right? And so what we have to do is we have to allow both of those identities to coexist in a healthy manner. The passionate health coach and the responsible CEO has to coexist in a healthy manner. Does that make sense? And so again, let's review before I hop off. The responsibility of your price is not just to put money in your pocket. It's not just to get compensated for the work you're doing, but it's number one, to articulate the value of what you're selling, because as consumers, we associate quality with price. It's a fact. It ain't our fault. Maybe your stuff is super high quality, but would it be only being $197? Don't nobody think that. Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. So number one, your price is responsible for articulating value. Number two, your price is responsible for setting expectations. If you are getting a live person, if you are solving a sophisticated problem, if you have a specialized offer that was designed for one specific type of person with one specific type of problem, that is a higher price point than a generic self-guided introduction to a plant-based lifestyle general course. Like, you should not be the same as some generic come one, come all self-guided offer. If you have a specialized private coaching offer where people are getting you live all the time for the entire experience, right? You are specialized. You have experience solving a unique problem. Like, you got to set people expectations on how to value something like this in the marketplace. Okay. So your second responsibility of your price is to set expectations, guys. Stop undervaluing and undercharging. And you got the consumers out here thinking that you crazy for charging thousands. No, I was crazy for charging hundreds, consumer. Okay. All right. And the third responsibility of your price is to qualify your prospects. The fact of the matter is, when people pay, they pay attention, and your price should hurt just enough that forces them to show up and show up with a high work ethic, because people are willing. This is crazy. I was telling two friends about this recently, and they were like, Lisa, shut up. I was like, I swear. But people are willing to lose 100% of their money to stay in their comfort zone. So you, as a responsible CEO, you have to price your service in that sweet spot that makes it just uncomfortable enough to show up and do the work and not lose their money. Like, they're willing to lose $500, but they're probably not willing to lose $3,000. So they're like, all right, you said no dairy. They was willing to let that $500 go to not stop eating cheese. I promise you. It's just what it is. Like, comfort zones are crazy. Addiction is crazy. Insecurities are crazy. When I first dropped my plant-based coaching certification a couple of years ago and it was thousands of dollars cheaper, like, I got some quitters in the door. They're like, I'm willing to lose this not to have to show up on camera. I'm willing to lose this not to have to do live video like you're telling me to do. Like, I'm willing to lose this because I'm too scared. I'm too insecure. But when you got that number on there where they're like, I can't sleep with myself at night. I done paid this many thousands. I can't lay my head on it. I can't go back to my husband after he agreed to make this investment and tell him I ain't do nothing because I was just too insecure. Let me work on myself, right? Like, that you have to qualify your prospects through your price point. So you have to make sure that that level of investment is articulating to you their willingness to do the work. Okay, so stop undervaluing, stop undercharging, and understand that your price has a way bigger responsibility than just lining your pockets. All right, we got to start that revenue, all of that. I get it as a business, but we have to understand that our price has responsibility. Does that make sense, everybody? I hope that makes sense. Because I have totally paid for something that didn't really hurt that much. Like, I paid $1,000 or something. I ain't opened it yet. Okay. And what hurts, quote unquote, is different from person to person. Like, my insignificant amount might be $2,000. Somebody else's insignificant amount might be $500. But your responsibility is to price your services based on the value of what you're selling, not on your assumption of what's affordable. Is everybody got that? Because affordable for me is $10,000 for a mastermind, because I've paid $30,000 for masterminds. You get what I'm saying? So everything is relative. So we have to make sure that we're not pricing based on our made up definition of affordable. Everybody's definition of affordable is different from person to person. Just like the word I hate in the health world, which is moderation. Everybody's definition of moderation is different from person to person. My moderation could be once a year. Somebody else's moderation is once a week. So my affordable is different from your affordable, which means we should not be saying I'm affordable. I'm aiming to be affordable, because depending on the consumer, that's a different number. Okay. So y'all need to come get this work, come get this business coaching, so you guys can be properly positioned to have a successful coaching business. That is my gift to you guys. I hope this was helpful. Share it with somebody who needs to hear it, or replay it for yourself. Until next time, y'all. Bye. You tuned in today because, like me, you're a disruptor. You're passionate about health and you have firsthand experience of taking a whole food plant-based approach to combating chronic health challenges. You want to see lifestyle and dietary modifications become the norm in the way in which we practice healthcare. However, you need mastery around nutrition and lifestyle science, a better understanding of behavior change to improve client compliance, and confidence in your ability to effectively coach clients to adopting those lifestyle modifications. You need the Plant Protocol. Visit theplantprotocol.com to apply, and let's work together to improve the way in which we care for our most prized possession, our health. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please consider rating and reviewing this podcast. Until next time, remember, radical obedience is still undefeated. Stay obedient.